Blackstone Audio presents Indignation by Philip Roth. This book is read by Ray Chase. For KW. Olaf, upon what were once knees, does almost ceaselessly repeat, "There is some shit I will not eat." E.E. Cummings. I sing of Olaf grand and big. Under Morphine. About 2.5 months after the well-trained divisions of North Korea, armed by the Soviets and Chinese communists, crossed the 38th parallel into South Korea on June 25, 1950, and the agonies of the Korean War began, I entered Robert Treat, a small college in downtown Newark named for the city's 17th-century founder. I was the first member of our family to seek a higher education. None of my cousins had gone beyond high school, and neither my father nor his three brothers had finished elementary school. "I worked for money," my father told me, "since I was 10 years old. He was a neighborhood butcher for whom I delivered orders on my bicycle all through high school, except during baseball season and on the afternoons when I had to attend inter-school matches as a member of the debating team. Almost from the day that I left the store, where I'd been working 60-hour weeks for him between the time of my high school graduation in January and the start of college in September, almost from the day that I began classes at Robert Treat, my father became frightened that I would die. Maybe his fear had something to do with the war, which the U.S. Armed Forces, under United Nations auspices, had immediately entered to bolster the efforts of the ill-trained and under-equipped South Korean army. Maybe it had something to do with the heavy casualties our troops were sustaining against the communist firepower, and his fear that if the conflict dragged on as long as World War II had, I would be drafted into the army to fight and die on the Korean battlefield as my cousins Abe and Dave had died during World War II.